Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Yo, what up, people? Welcome back. My name is Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet, You're Scary.
Hey, we're in the KOS.
We are in KOS. It's the new background. We got a special guest. You know what I'm saying? So we did everything new. We had to have a special guest.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he's ever been on the show before. He's never been on, just zooming with the
homies. We have like 1,000 shows together. It's hard to say like who's been on what.
Yes, that's exactly
it's
what
like
it
we're
is.
Always working
and
together.
And then, yeah, if you was on Zooming with the Homies, then you probably was on there with him because he was always on there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then an hour into, he took his shirt off. But ladies and gentlemen.
I don't think I was on with Pat.
Really? Not once?
No, I don't Zoom think in? So. I don't think so. Not on the same episode.
Oh, no.
I don't know. There was a lot of
it. It was a lot of episodes.
Do you know how many episodes you have in your playlist?
I have to look and see.
It has to be over 100, right?
Yeah, it's over 100 for sure. It's over 100 for sure.
That's crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, no further ado, I want to introduce to the show, first time, Mr. Keon Poli.
What up?
What's up, man? Appreciate it.
Thank you for making time, man. You being a comedian, actor. His wife, Cardi Dodd, has written and she's producing and show, her own show with Ben Out of Shape, or I'm sorry, that's what it used to go out of, Ben Out of Shape. Now it's with, what's the production company?
Harvest
Studios.
Yeah.
One of the leads over there is a guy named Bentley, and he's the same guy that produced Martin. I think, did he do Jamie Foxx too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx too.
Martin, I think he was just a head writer.
Okay.
And then Jamie, I think he produced, but I'm not sure on the history.
But also Family Time, In the Cut, a lot of great shows.
Love That Girl.
Love That Girl. So this is a big deal, man. And Cardi Dodd has been funny, bro.
Oh, yeah.
She's hilarious.
Funny. Yes. You would never think it. You know what I'm saying? It's always great when cute girls are funny, too. Like, I didn't know how funny Farron was until we started, like, really hanging out.
Right.
And I was like, yo, you're low-key
funny. Yeah. Not the fake funny where you're just like,
right. Because I want to smash.
Oh, you're so silly.
Get naked. Oh, let me see if you're funny when you're naked. That's all I'm saying. Right. I was kidding.
Do 5 minutes.
I see how funny you are, motherfucker. But you got the kids, too. You got two young boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how One of the greatest things I feel like that came from the quarantine was the pushing of the envelope to try new things, like involve your wife in your content and then put the kids in there. You're doing a lot of stuff with the kids, too.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do none of that.
Mm-hmm.
My plan always was to keep them as hidden as possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was always the plan.
Yeah.
And then quarantine was just like, we need something to do.
Right.
And then they, you know what it was? They wanted to do it.
Yeah, your oldest is really big into it. He's a ham.
They've been on set so much with this show.
Mm-hmm.
We have to write them into an episode because yesterday they was trying to get in the scenes.
What do you mean trying?
They were like, "I'm gonna go up there," and we're like, "No, we're shooting." It was like, "Well, I need to be in there."
Yeah.
And then he's sitting in the director's chair, like with his with his hand on his chin. He's like.
I saw him on one picture. He was like, they were rolling, and he had his camera out.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't like the shots they're getting. I think we need
a
pickup shot right here.
He starts pointing like this.
Yeah.
I can see it's going over here.
He's filming his phone. I catch him with his hands on this, and he's just always watching.
Yeah.
But they were like, yeah, they said they want to be on there. So we were like, the reason we haven't written them in, because I don't trust them. Not to be shy.
Right.
I don't know what the hell they're going to say.
Oh, yeah. They're going to go off script.
Because every time we do try to shoot stuff with them and we give them lines, they're like, I don't give a damn what you said. Or one time he was like, I think we should do it this way. I was like, first of all, you're fine.
Oh.
Calm down. You're fine. I just feel like we played it this way. You're fine.
Well, hold on. Before we go any further with that, y'all already know what's going on. Make sure you start throwing those themes. Are those genres for the song in before we go any further? We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. We got a very special guest in the building. The world's open, but it might be closing, and everybody's touring, so we got to talk about that.
That was close. I mean, that was so quick.
It was. It was just April. It was just April where they, like, dropped the mask mandate in April.
Wasn't it, like, 25th or something? Like, some late April?
I remember looking at it, and it was like, damn, now it's back. Because I just read something today that said L.A. County is thinking about people making people show their vaccination cards and proving their vaccination. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about all of that today. But y'all go ahead and start throwing the genres in. Shout out to Audio Boom, man. I met with Eric on Friday, man.
Yeah,
we got some new things in the works. But shout out to a team supporting the team, man, and believing in the brand. I remember when we first talked to Eric, and he was a fan of the show. He's like, I fucking love your intro, how y'all switch it up every time.
Oh, okay.
He was like, remember? He was like, I've always wanted to do a podcast like that, but you guys beat me to it.
Oh, right.
And he was
I do remember.
Yeah,
okay.
So shout out to him, man, for just, like, digging us and growing with us, and you guys as well for being with us and growing with us. I don't know why, but it feels so much more official now that we actually have these mics in our face.
Oh, these are very nice mics.
They're great. You can hear yourself. Yeah.
Y'all couldn't hear yourself before?
No, it was a crap shoot. Sometimes, you know, it posts and be like, oh, the audio
was trash. We had no headphones. Up until now, we've been shooting the show with two iPhones.
With just prayers. Mm-hmm.
Just two iPhones, and we had mics and everything, but, like, we had no producer over there doing sound checks and like, turning the level. So we were just like you said, it was a crap shoot. Mm-hmm. And it was only, like, maybe six episodes that the audio was just horrible on.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not a horrible track record because we've been doing this for 2 years now?
Yeah, since 2019, right?
Yeah.
But you be needing the audio, before though.
That. It makes
I remember one episode I knocked my microphone out and didn't know.
Ooh.
But because I didn't have my headphones on.
Yep.
Oh, so the whole episode was off.
This is all they saw.
Everybody else you can hear.
And I was just like,
especially when you're into it and you're just like,
what if they thought it was a joke? They was like, this is a long bit.
And it was
this
a good 10 minutes.
No, that's me on Twitch.
That's me on Twitch.
And I'll literally either like cut my gameplay out or my audio out, and I'll just be going and going and going, and then I'll look, and I was like, oh, they haven't been seeing anything for 5 minutes. 10 minutes.
Okay, so let's see what we got as far as these, I see Soca. Somebody said reggaeton.
Reggaeton.
Rave music.
Like EDM?
Yeah, I guess so. And then Soca again, they said that would be fire. Soca, people keep saying Soca.
What's Soca?
I don't know.
I'm not 100% sure.
What is Soca music? We can't even play it.
We gotta start learning new rip genres at this point because they're going off the beaten path.
Right.
We're getting real deep.
I don't wanna type in Soca and then have to play it and then we have to mute that part, but I gotta get a reference for what soca music is.
Oh, it's Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
R&B because Keon can sing.
I forgot about Keon.
Actual vocals.
They tried to have me do it on the show. I would not do it.
Why would you do it?
Because it's enough. I'm already half naked every episode.
I despise people like Keon who have talent,
like, nah,
like singing, and just be like, nah. I had a homie when I was working at White Castle, this dude named Big Drew. I mean, we called him Big Drew for a reason. Drew's probably like 6'3", maybe like 280. He was a big dude. Played football and all of that, but could sing his ass off. Mm-hmm. But you asked him to sing, and he wouldn't do it.
Nah. But I feel that, though, because it's like, you don't always want to do it. That's like being a really good
actor. No, you always want to do it in the house, in the car,
but that's like when you want to. But it's like, you know, if you're an actor, you can't just be like, oh, yeah, this guy's a great actor. Do a scene real quick.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, or like when people tell me a joke. It's like, what, nigga, what?
I get that part, but I'm talking about like, Just he would only sing like at White Castles when he's cooking. It was like, but he could sing.
He's in his mood.
But his thing, he could sing Reasons. He could get up high. For a big dude, he can get up high. I'm like, dude, you're not going to make it to the league. Your stats are trash, but you could sing. He could have been Ruben Studdard, but it's like, you really holding on to this life dream of making it to the league? Nigga, nobody wants you.
What did he play?
He was a tackle, but he wasn't even starting. He was like, nigga.
How old was he?
We was in high school.
Oh, why was you putting him down so much? Yeah. You never gonna make it to the league.
No, I didn't tell him. I wouldn't tell him that to his face. I didn't say that to his face. I went to a game and I was like, ooh, that's my nigga though.
There he is. Where? The one on the bench waving the towel.
Hey, he got vocals though. He started trying to plant it in his mind. You did okay, but did you record your song?
That part right there.
Did you record the album?
So what we gonna try to do? Soca, or we gonna try to do something where Keon can kind of sing?
No, we're not gonna do that, guys.
Come on, Keon, man.
Come on. I've been exploited so much over the last week. Get naked. Sing. Take it out. We want to see it. Wait, what set is this?
I don't have to do that.
Wave it around in a circle.
Well, that part we're not going to ask you to do for sure. That part. If we're not even going to actually take your shirt off. We just go like. So basically what we do, we change the song every episode. We never do the same thing twice.
Oh, yeah.
And you can jump in with the ad-libs, or you can jump in with the verse. So. Okay. We pick one of the songs, one of the genres that the squad comes up with, and we just kind of go from there. So, what do you think of Pat? Everybody was saying soca, but I'm not familiar with soca. We might have to do soca next week because we want to make sure we do it. Do some research and try to do some justice.
Yeah, I'm not really sure about something like doo-wop.
What is soca? I don't know.
Caribbean.
I don't really know.
Caribbean.
I mean, there's the only thing that I know is. R&B. Somebody said animation comedy trap, like American Dad, Family Guy style.
That is very specific.
Super specific.
They've been thinking about that for a while.
Right. I love it. It's like that one episode where Steve was singing when Stan was locked up in jail and he was singing about his mom.
Bro, that's my favorite.
Dog.
That's my favorite episode.
Of what? American Dad.
Of what? Stan,
the dad, was locked up in jail, mm-hmm. and I think it was. I forgot what he was like. I don't know if it was rubbernecking.
He was rubbernecking and he hit a lady, killed her. No, he was rubbernecking, got in a bad accident, went to jail.
Uh-huh.
And Steve went to go see him and was singing this song about his mama.
He's like, ooh, my mama.
He said, if you wasn't my mama. Oh, my God.
Ooh, if you wasn't my mama.
He had some amazing vocals. Like
Well, dude can really sing.
Yeah, he like actually releases music, right?
Yeah.
No, he
Helen Keller, give it.
He has a couple of bangers, actually.
It's such a good episode.
Hey, we got Keon to sing.
Yes,
we
got
him.
Okay, Trap Soul.
Like Bryson Tiller?
Yeah. I feel like we just did that, though. I feel like we just did Trap Soul, something like that.
I like animation. I like R&B.
What if we just did? We did acapella R&B.
Acapella?
Like Sha. Yeah, like doo, na da doo, na doo. Just do it like that.
Like steal the beat or do a different version of it?
No, let's just steal it. Let's just hijack it.
Barbershop Quartet in full effect.
Barbershop Quartet.
Well,
R&B
I guess
style.
We're a trio.
Yeah, yeah.
Barbershop trio.
Yeah,
I want to be the little guy.
So what do
I
do?
One of us will do the beat. And the other person will start to rap, sing, whatever.
Oh,
and you can just hop
it.
In with the ad-libs, or you can hop in with a verse.
Gotcha.
You typically try to rhyme scary with hairy, merry, dairy, binary, ancillary.
Ancillary. I don't think, have we done that before?
Oh, no.
I haven't tried that yet.
Yeah, so Terry, whatever. So that's basically what we do. And then sometimes we'll switch off beats and the other person will go, so... Pat, you want to start it off or what?
Yeah, I'll do the beat. You guys are the sultry ones.
Okay.
There we go.
Should I just rip off Shy or do
Why
something
Why not?
Else?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Whatever you want to do.
Well, why can't I just join in with him?
Nah, bro.
Because it's a several-part harmony.
Okay, well, join in, but you're still going to do a little something. You're going to do some ad-libs and or a verse.
Okay.
And the verse is not long. Like, we do 3 to 4 bars before we mess up. It's really bad.
Yeah, it's
I'm
bad.
Gonna be terrible. Yeah.
Oh, well, this is perfect.
No, it's perfect.
Yeah, you being terrible is perfect.
Yes.
That's what they all are.
Perfect.
All right, here we go.
I think this is. We're bad too. All right, I'm gonna just speed it up so we don't get flagged. Do da da do do do.
Yeah.
Do da da do do do. Do da da do do do.
The very first time that I got so hairy, I turned on the internet, it was scary. I was hanging with my girl named Mary, but I was caught up in ancillary classes. I flunked and my mama gonna be my ass. I'm hoping Keon sings, and if I am ever fall in the internet again, I will be sure that it's not scary to my friends.
It's like harmonies don't work if nobody knows it. What are you about to say?
I'm like, the whole time I'm just like this.
Friends, we just got
everybody
we just did the vowels.
Out, like, where you going? Where you going? Where you going?
We just did the general vowel of the word, like friends.
But the bravado was on point. The bravado was on point. Y'all saw the.
It sounded like a bunch of ghosts. I didn't.
It's just an on and off. Yeah. It's like if you were in a haunted house where a bunch of black people died, you're just like, what are those? No, it sounds beautiful.
You think black ghosts would be like that? Yeah.
But it'd be like, I'm scared, yeah. But I kind of want to hear where this is going.
Listen, to find out you're a ghost, but you can still sing, though, you'd be like, ooh. Was that me?
Somebody. He's booing in harmony?
Okay.
Because I thought they did that because they were sad. So you hear somebody sad close to you that's harmonizing, like, ooh. You're like, oh.
Oh, man, what you doing?
Keep being sad. Hang on. Yeah. You sound good to get. We can
give
go
me
on
more.
Tour.
Give me more.
We can take this on the road. Oh, no, we can't.
From haunted house to haunted house.
Tour for other ghosts who can't sing.
Oh, that was good times, man.
Ghost singers. Black, dead black ghosts.
We got to reach out to Just Jazz to do all a compilation video of all of the intros. That would be amazing. Shout out to her. She did a compilation video for the funniest moments of
she does some good comps.
Yeah, she does. She does.
She does some great comps.
We
that's
here.
Funny. Somebody Jeff said, would he be a ghostwriter? It's pretty funny.
Oh, puns, right. I see what you did there.
Pun
giving
city.
My Jeff life.
Pun city.
Pun. So what we got going today, Pat?
I think the biggest thing in the story, biggest story in the news is all of these white celebrities coming out and just saying like, yeah, you know what? I don't be bathing.
Yo.
I don't know what started this, if this was a question or if somebody just admitted that in an interview.
Yeah.
But so far, Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell, some people's kids too. Who is it? Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis's kids. They said they only bathe their children when you can see dirt on them.
That would be every day, because kids get dirty
every day.
Every day. You give them a bath before they go to bed and wake up and they got chocolates on their face. You'd be like, what were you doing in your sleep?
But do you know how dirty you'd have to be for it to actually visibly show? Like, I could touch a germ-infested doorknob. Right. All I want, rub it on my face and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I mean, I'm also black.
Yeah.
Like what? Like what? Like how easily does dirt show up on like fair skin?
You have to be cleaning chimneys to like have dirt physically show up on you like that. So what are kids doing?
I don't know.
Like that's I get
kids
your point.
Be eating
like,
dirt and sand and stuff though. So they should. I mean, if depending on how young they are, they should get dirty pretty easy because they love floors. They love rolling and crawling on the
floor.
And
your feet tell the truth. Feet be black.
Will always tell us. Listen, the
I've never seen dirt on my feet unless women, I was walking through dirt.
Women in these sundresses in the summertime be so fine, but they sandals be telling the fools, "Oh, you've been out all day."
It's now like it's gotten to the fact that like the people like The Rock are like dropping their shower schedule. Like actually, I
The
shower
Rock
this time
was
and that
on
time,
it.
That he was like, nope, not one of them.
Yeah.
I clean.
And it's crazy. Like, you expect that from guys, but I didn't expect that from the wives to just come out.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. I did.
And then even with the guys, like, it's crazy that, like, they're still doing, like, that they're admitting this and really just living life like this because there's so many different outlets for, like, manliness. And that's the thing right now. Like, guys are going to spas. They're getting... manicures, pedicures, you know, you got like Hammer and Nail and things like that. Like,
right.
And you have Hawthorne, which is a premium men's grooming brand that mm-hmm. makes it quick and easy to be confidently at your best with skincare and hair care made just for you. We're talking about you got shampoo, you got conditioner, you got body soap, you got lotions, everything that you need tailored to your specifications. And it's like, why would you not take advantage of this? Guys, this is literally made for us. And it's one of a kind. Like, you go online, you answer a couple of questions, you tell them what type of person you are mm-hmm. when you go out. Are you the type of person that's the life of the party? Do you kind of stand on the wall and watch everybody. What do you drink? And from those questions, they take all of those answers and they create you a one of a kind scent. And you get the scent in the shampoo, in the body wash, in the bar soap, in the lotion. You can get, and it's tailored specifically for you. And you can even get cologne. So no one out will smell like you. And it's like you have all of these options with grooming. Why would you not take advantage of this? Super amazing. I've been a fan of Hawthorne since we first started working with them. Oh, I still have my cologne. Mm-hmm. Just ran out of my shampoo and I'm bummed about it because I got to go back online and grab some more of that. But they keep everything. So all I do is just sign in and tell them, you know, log in and just order what I need. And they make it super easy. So, like, when you don't have to even leave the house to get your grooming together, why would you not take advantage of this? Fellas, right now. Listen, we're this year's almost done. Mm-hmm. You still got time to change, okay? You don't have to smell these celebrities smelling like yesterday.
That
okay?
Pandemic mustiness.
You know what I'm saying? You can get yourself together right now with Hawthorne. And I encourage you guys right now to go to Hawthorne.co. That's .co. Use the promo code DIYS to get 10% off your first purchase. Again, that's Hawthorne.co. That's C-O. Use the promo code DIYS and get 10% off your first purchase. Hawthorne.co. Promo code DIYS. 10% off your first purchase.
Shout out to Hawthorne.
You know what I'm saying?
What you got over there, Pat?
With what?
That's your soda?
This right here or this right here?
No. Oh, is that what you got drinking?
This is the gin in Canada, and this is the peach juice.
Yeah, is there any more gin in Canada?
Oh, there is over there.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were like, do you have any vegan gin?
No.
You be drinking? I got to get your eating and workout regimen.
I be drinking for no reason.
Are you like one of those people that's like, I eat whatever I want?
No.
Yeah. We'll pour it off camera because they didn't pay us. So, you know,
I feel that.
I remember people saying that on shows before and stuff. Like, yeah, they didn't pay us for that. I was like, maybe I could shout them now that we're in that position. Yep. Like, no. Because it's not even just the payment thing. It's also like, if especially when it comes to like liquor distributors, like they have so many restrictions with liquor. Like, you can't pour from the more from the bottle than what it looks like is missing. Like, the part that's missing has to be, like, what's in the cup next to it. And you're not really supposed to be drinking on camera when you're doing the promos for the liquor. It's so many restrictions. Yeah, bro. Like, that's why people be trying to get these liquor brand deals and stuff like that. It's like, bro, good luck, man. It's a lot that goes on with that. So we pull up off camera, you know what I'm saying, until Telemar Dew hits me with that. And shout out to them because we had a really good meeting.
Mm-hmm. Just 2 years.
When I was in New York, yeah, let me grab one of them too.
I always laugh when people be like, "Do you drink?"
Does he?
I'm right.
Listen, Keon, first time on Zooming with the homies. I'm pretty sure he was crossfaded off of everything.
I was on everything.
Cheers, sir.
He vaccinated himself.
Boom. All right.
Yeah.
A little cheer right there.
I like that people think that stuff though.
Mm-hmm.
I assume every healthy person doesn't drink or smoke. It's just like
I love it. I love like people be like, assumption. "You guys are." You guys are some of the cleanest friends. But yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Cool. All right. Great.
Cleanest I know friends? some of like Dion, Deshaun Ross, you know Deshaun, comment. Deshaun only drinks water to balance out the alcohol. He doesn't drink tea, doesn't drink any soda, no juice or anything. It's either water or alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he drinks.
I used to be. I drink like socially. You know what I mean? Like we're out, we're doing something, I'm gonna have a drink, and then the pandemic hit.
Yes.
Oh, and man. Then I was like, it's Tuesday at 2:00.
Listen.
Why not? But
the
here's
pandemic
the thing
made it so much more.
When
fun.
Everything opened up, we were supposed to turn that off and I never turned
Absolutely
it off.
Absolutely not.
So it'd be like a Tuesday and me and Kati would just be loaded.
Let me tell you something.
For no
That's
reason.
Fun though.
When the kids go to bed, it's like pour me something.
But when the city opened, that implied that like, okay, let's go out to bars, and at this point, that's just not safe. So it's just like
we be at the house, just drunk, watching shows.
Let me tell you something. I heard Drake say it in the song. He said, "You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning." And I've been living that life for a year.
Now I will say though, like when I have something to do, then yes, I shut it all down.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So we've been shooting. So like my dietary, everything has been like
good,
super. Yeah, because I had to cut it.
Yeah,
so I was like, all right. But then as soon as like. I think we're done shooting this week. Mm-hmm. I'm eating burritos every day. I might drink alcohol with every meal.
It's also all the Zooms, too. Like, if you have a block shoot of, like, three or four shows, you know, if you're shooting from like 10 to 5 p.m. and it's all on Zoom.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, pull up.
Right. I don't like drinking in public. Like, to the point where if I'm at home, that drink is going to be... In public, yeah, it might be 2-3 drinks, 4
right,
max.
Yeah.
Right. But at home, or if I'm at somebody's house and sloppy. I'm close to... Oh, man.
If I'm with people I yes, love with, mm-hmm, and, like, we're at the house or something... Oh.
Listen.
Slizzard.
I'm going to tell you what. My roast...
I wasn't going to say anything?
My roast... I'm glad we turned the cameras off after the roast, because Farron had to drive the DeLorean home.
Damn, I'm done.
Fuck the future. I almost went back to jail.
Here was done.
I was slurring. And it was so good. Everything was good. But like, because I was drinking while we were on stage.
Yeah.
And then I had like 4 or 5 drinks before. And then after the roast, I probably had another 5. And this is all Johnny Walker.
Open bars are tough.
Man, listen.
They are tough.
We had so much alcohol to get rid of,
though. Get so used to going there, mm-hmm, you'd be like, this is my 5th time here.
Yes.
What happened?
And then if you're eating, you're like, I'm not that drunk. Listen, you just keep eating, right, and keep drinking, and then next thing you know, you're like, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. But it's funny, because this past weekend was my boy's birthday, and it was like the first time I had been out to like a bar setting. And it was a little weird.
Yeah.
But I instantly remembered why, you know, the pandemic was fun, because I got 2 drinks and 2 shots, $80.
Ugh. Yes.
And yep, that will let you know how many times you're at the bar throughout, mm-hmm, the night. Open bar, you'd be like, what time? What drink is this? 5th or 6th?
Right.
A bar like
that.
All
you do is tipping.
Yeah, at that point. But yeah, then it's like a bar like where I was at is just like, I know this is my 2nd time because it's also my last time.
Right. Listen. Right. Bro.
Your wallet was like, Pat.
Drop 80 times. And then he was like, open? I was like, open what? Leave what open? Leave what open? The bottle?
I went on a road with a comic recently, and he was like, we're going to buy drinks for, you know, the people that we're out with.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I forgot my card. I was like, okay, no problem.
Right.
So I put my card out. I was like, just leave it open. You know what I mean? And they ordered 1 round. The bill came back. I was like, let's close that. 1 round.
Listen.
1 round.
Clubs and bars be getting over so hard on these drinks. The markup is $300 to $500. Yeah. Dude.
I was going to clubs before I was old enough to just buy a bottle.
Yes.
So I actually thought that alcohol was that expensive. I thought that Grey Goose was like a high-end,
right, no,
like
not,
$200 bottle. And then when I became old enough to drink, and I'd be like, this is a regular price bottle. We're just trapped in this club, and you're just like, either you pay this or you don't drink.
Right.
And
people, well, are just that's like, why that's why right, people pregame so hard.
Yeah.
Right.
We were the king. Like, when we were in coming up, when I first started drinking, like at a young age, not young age, but in, you know, teens, late, yeah, teens, whatever.
Right.
And then we would just go so damn hard
on the pregame
during the pregame.
Now, mm-hmm, were y'all pregaming at the dorm, or y'all like,
we were
pull
pregaming
up
in our apartment.
Okay.
Then pull up, yeah, we'd have a bottle in the car, pregame in the, yes, car. And to the point,
can't
though, we're in line and
fucked
like
up.
Yeah, they're like, all right, let me see your ID. I'm like,
you ruined your time.
But we're trying to like stay sober looking enough so they, yeah, even let us in.
Yes. Right.
So, and then, you know, everybody's smoking and everything, so, yeah, we're just like, yeah, I'm fine.
Have,
yeah,
you guys ever pregame so hard that, by, like you said, like it was kind of ruined by the time you were there? Like, you
I
were
did that
sick
one
or
time
done?
At a Raider game. I went too hard in the tailgate and didn't make the game.
Let me tell you
like
something.
Like, you passed
only,
out?
I feel like that's the
life
one place you don't want to go too hard at, because a fight is bound to happen at a
Raider
game.
You're just waiting
I didn't
for
make
when
it into the game.
Oh, my God. I can't.
And it was the only time in my life I've ever drank like not like a pro. Like, I didn't eat that morning.
Mm.
And that was the only time that happened?
Yeah. And I showed up late, and I was trying to catch up. And so I'm trying to eat while I'm drinking. I'm drinking.
It's never
going to
work like
that.
I had
brought a young lady with me, too. And next thing you know, I am like, I'm going to throw up everywhere.
And I did.
I threw up everywhere. And then I was done. I slept in somebody's car.
Oh,
until,
wow,
the game was over. They drove me home. I slept the rest of the day. The next day, I'm trying to. It was my only time in my life where I'm trying to piece stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, nigga, you, damn, was on. Apparently, I sucked a random titty in the parking lot.
And it wasn't the girl you...
No. It wasn't the girl that I came with. It was some random
you
lady.
You sucked a... Who let you?
Yeah. I don't know. There was a random... There was
hey, Raider games are different. Raider games are different. Some Raider fan was like, oh, you drunk man. Let me help you out with some titty. With some titty suckage.
Because I kind of vaguely, I kind of remembered it, and I was like, hey, man, did I suck somebody's titty? And they were like, yeah, you did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you did. And then threw up.
Listen, if you're too drunk on a plane, they will
tape you to the seat.
No, no. They won't even let you board if you're too drunk. Mm-hmm. Like, they will. Like, I remember I was on a plane, and this lady was hammered.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband was trying to, like fill in for her. And they was like, ma'am, they kept asking the questions. She's like, why do you keep asking me all these questions?
Oh, that's
the best. It was like, perfect. They called the security that came and squirted her ass off. She was cursed. Fuck all of you.
Slurring your words is the
fuck
most,
all of you.
Slurring your words is the most embarrassing part of being drunk besides falling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. It's such
I've
a
fallen
tell.
Once.
In a plane?
No. I was.
Well, while you were drunk?
Yeah.
You fell one time in your life. What are with all these low stats?
Because I'm a perfect. Like, I'd be yeah. like. Damn. I get to a point. And then I shut it down, bring it back. And then I drink hard early, like, and then we'll shut it down late. Before I go to bed, I'll drink like a gallon of water, so I don't wake up with any hangovers.
Advil
like,
too.
I drink like a pro.
Ibuprofen will definitely help you the next morning. It I don't know why. I don't know if it's like a blood thinner and makes it good. I don't know.
You take that the night before?
I go to sleep. Yeah.
No, like that's what Cotty does. I just drink water because your hangover is from dehydration.
Dehydration,
right,
yeah.
But aren't you drunk? Like, how do you get responsible?
Because I've been doing it so long, I just know what to do. Like,
yeah.
I eat, I drink. Like, the only times I've ever been messed up is when it snuck up on me. Like, this particular time when I fell is because we were already loaded and we were waiting for the girls to get ready. And they were taking so long. Somebody showed up with a bottle of 99 apples.
What the hell is that?
It's 99 proof. And it's like
it's like Mad Dog?
No, it's 99 proof, and it's
what the hell is this? Schnapps?
And it's like, you know how you have, you know,
oh, y'all 40%,
you know, 40 proof alcohol. Whatever. Yeah. This was 99.
Okay.
So,
and this was pregame?
We took five shots, and they were like, it's time to go. We were upstairs. I took the first step and realized this is pretty steep.
Oh, you fell down the stairs?
So, no, I picked up momentum, like when you're going downhill.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going, and there was a screen door, and I was like, I'm going through the screen.
This is way more funnier than you advertised it.
So I'm going, and I'm picking up speed, and they hear me coming down, and they're laughing already.
This is like Looney Tunes.
So they're like, somebody open the door. I was like, it's too late. So I bust through the screen.
Oh, my God.
Tumble out into the grass, and I'm just laid out in the grass, but I'm dying laughing.
You fell from upstairs to the front lawn?
To the front lawn. And I'm dying laughing. As I'm laying on the grass, all I hear is, oh, shit, my boy.
You lying.
Stumbling down at the same speed. He flies through the thing. I roll over so he don't land on me. He lands in the lawn.
He landed exactly where you
landed. And we're just in the lawn on our backs, cracking up laughing.
Y'all had the same momentum and everything.
And everybody was like, yo, it's time to go. And I was like, I don't know if we're going to make it. Like, I'm going to lay here in this grass.
Everybody see what happened?
Oh, my God.
And we went to the club. We went to the club that night, too.
And you went and still had a good time?
Yeah.
It's hard to recover from getting like to your peak, because that sounded like a peak level.
No, it was fine.
That sounded like, you know what, I should be home. I should be home today.
I've thrown up.
Damn.
I've thrown up twice in my whole life.
Really? That's
period?
It?
Period? From drinking or just throwing
twice.
Up period?
Twice. No, from drinking.
I think
Damn,
I've thrown
your
up.
Your stats are incredible.
Bro, I do this.
Right. I think I've thrown up. Granted, I didn't start drinking until 27.
I was 20 or 19.
Yeah, I was 27 when I started drinking alcohol. I didn't drink, smoke, do anything because I was like, I didn't need it. So I didn't throw up. My first time throwing up, I might have been like 32. And it's only happened twice.
Mm-hmm.
Like where I was like, okay, all right, this one's out.
What was
once,
it?
this one's out.
one time off of Incredible Hawks. And I remember that night because
mistake.
Me and Farron went at the club.
Why?
And I had way too many of those. That was in college.
Yeah, more.
Have you had one recently?
No,
they're disgusting.
I would never.
We were wilding back then.
Yeah,
they're disgusting.
Like when I would never try it. But I saw I just seen the ingredients, and I'm
no,
like,
no, I tried it a year, about 2 years ago.
Is that the blue one?
It's
great.
It's
AMS.
And what's the blue
and,
one?
And Alizé, hypnotic. But Hypnotic.
No. Yeah, and I tried. I was like, no. I can't believe we drunk this. It was disgusting.
I may have had one.
Huh?
Continue your story.
Oh, but yeah, the second time was we were on tour. I think me and Kev, we were on tour. I think that might have been last year. And I probably had no less than 12 gin and tonics.
Okay.
In like a 12-hour period.
12? Oh,
yeah.
In a 12-hour period.
But yeah, that's most of them. Now, you know what? I would say maybe an 8-hour period. Right? I had a couple before the show, a couple during the show, which I never do.
I was about to say, you drink when you're on stage?
I
can't
don't.
Do it.
Well, here's the thing. I will drink when I'm on stage. Like if it's my first drink, I'll drink like after, if we got two shows, I'll have one drink before, I can do that. And then I don't have anything else until I perform on my first set. And then for the second set, I can have one right before because that one has already started to work its way through and it ain't done anything. Afterwards, though, lit. So I'm
always lit after, like immediately after.
Oh, yeah.
But
I don't get how people can kill like up there drunk.
I've done it.
I can't kill drunk.
But I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Why? Because you were forgetting or what?
I was forgetting a lot. And I also felt like I wasn't like myself, like as far as...
You're not as sharp.
Yeah.
Because you got to be on your wits when you're coming. Like somebody say something crazy, you got to be able to like hit them back immediately. Mm-hmm. And your response time is critically delayed when you're off a substance or off of alcohol. So I don't like it.
But the crowd is dying, but internally I'm like, I'm messing up all these jokes.
Yes,
right.
And like I don't feel as fast. I don't feel... And I'm so focused on making sure my speech isn't slurred.
Yes.
That it's throwing me off on everything. And I was like, I'll never do this again.
Jeez. I know better. I knew better and I should have did better. I didn't. And now it won't happen again. But again, like drinking at home is...
Oh, at the house, it's different. The next, event that we do, because we, we're going to move, so we're going to have a housewarming. Yeah. I'm going to be fucked up.
That's the place to do it, man, because it's, like Pat said, it's way less expensive than going out to the club.
You don't have to wait to drink.
You're already home.
Drink. Yeah.
You know what you're spending your money. I like knowing exactly where my money's going.
Right.
That's why I use Truebill.
And safety.
Okay. Oh. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel. And I've experienced this myself. Like, you sign up for something on your phone. This is the craziest thing to me. I sign up on my phone on the app. Right. Then I have to go to a computer to cancel it. Why? I don't understand. Why do you make me do it? Why do I have to log into a computer to cancel this? It is... So Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Right? You just link your accounts to Truebill, and they will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. Doesn't get any easier than that. And Truebill Concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions, so you don't have to. They'll do all the talking with the people. Nah, I don't want to handle that. Just let me stop paying this much money, okay? Truebill has over 2 million users and helped them save over $100 million. I'm sorry. I said that right. $100 million. That's a lot of money staying in your pocket where it should be, especially if you don't even remember signing up for that subscription. So if you guys want to start saving a little extra money, because we all do it, we sign up for a free trial 1 week, 2 weeks, and we forget to set a calendar alert in our phone, and you look up, you've been signed up for kitchencleaner.com for 2 years. You're like, I don't use that, not once.
I got to cancel a few subscriptions.
Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling them today at Truebill.com/DIYS. Go right now. Again, that's Truebill.com/DIYS. It could save you thousands a year. Literally, just go sign up and see what all you subscribe to. You might be surprised at how many things that you are really signed up for and didn't even realize or completely forgot about, because a lot of things are monthly, but there are some annual ones that come out and you completely forget them. So go right now, Truebill.com/DIYS, and save your money.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That was smooth.
What were we?
Just
need
time, man.
I feel like something that's not talked about a lot, especially since
pandemic.
And
I'm a transition guy. And I was mid, like, yeah, gotta pay the bills right now.
I see him coming, so now I'm just like, because I feel like I've changed subjects so many times when he was setting something up, and I'd be like, and another thing, Eagles. And he's like, oh, shit, I got to start back over.
Yo, that's the worst, because like on ours is five of us.
Right. Oh,
so
God.
We're doing ours, so a lot, we got it now, but when we have a guest, sometimes we forget to warn them that we have to do ads.
Right.
So, I see a perfect opportunity, right? I'm like, here it comes, and they're like, yeah, man. So then I told the bitch, I was like, oh, yeah.
Don't listen to that, Amazon.
I'm sorry.
No, but that's funny. Yeah, I just try to see him coming. But one thing that I learned, I would have never done this before pandemic, but now it might be one of my favorite things. Drunk Netflix. That is fire. Have you ever done that?
I have never done that.
What do you mean?
Netflix. I will say that I do appreciate the Netflix Addict, that feature where if you don't know what to watch, they'll like randomly select something.
Hmm.
You can hit like, it's basically like a random button, and it'll just find something. It's on Netflix. It's like if you keep scrolling down, it'll pop up. Like, don't know what to watch? Hit this button.
I'll fix food and everything, and then I'll try to find something. And by the time I find something, my food is done. Have you ever done that? And
you're just yes.
Like, you're just like, nah, that's wasted.
That's like masturbating. You spend all that time trying to find the perfect clip.
You're like, page 102.
Yeah, then you find it, you're like, I don't even want to. I just actually just got to take a shit now.
Right. It's all warm in here.
Trying to find a good one is like, people think like people watch porn for a long time. You're not watching porn.
Listen.
You're trying to find one.
Right.
That you like. And like you said, a lot of times you like, oh, fuck it, I'm over it.
That's 30 seconds to a minute and 15 seconds is all I need for the video.
Oh, that's why it's crazy.
That's why you
got to
go on Twitter.
There's 15, 20-minute episodes
got the good stuff on
Pornhub that's like, watch the full video. It's like, what?
Why?
You gave me 15 to 20 minutes. Like, don't make sure you pay to get the full hour.
No.
It's like, are you serious?
I'm
not even like her
that.
Like that. Basically, like, she's not even cute. She's
like
had a fat
Patreon
ass.
Patreon at that point.
That's enough. Somebody told me something recently. That I just realized. I didn't know until I looked.
What?
Porn stars aren't attractive.
Not all of them.
No,
we
not
just
all of
like
them.
What they're doing.
And some
I
of them
looked
are.
At a lot of their faces, and they're not that cute.
Yeah, but some of them are.
A few, I don't
know. It's not really about what they look like.
Exactly.
Though, you know, it's
that's
about
what I'm
the
saying.
It's about
but
the
I didn't
scene.
Know that.
Sometimes the scene that's set up is better than the
oh, yeah,
the
I'm,
chick
into, the, I'm into the setup.
You know what I mean? The set, and it doesn't have to be like, I'm not watching the acting and stuff like that.
No.
I'm just like, you know, what's the situation?
Let me tell you something. Twitter, I just go to
Twitter.
Twitter,
be having...
Twitter, I can't
look
open.
At the name.
I can't even, and most of it comes in the morning.
That's not like, even clever.
No, I can't launch my Twitter in a hospital at a public school.
Oh, but
I
you follow oh, these God. Pages?
No, I don't follow.
Oh, okay, I was about to say because they don't pop up.
I follow people that follow those pages, and those are people who repost the stuff.
That's how I found
and
one.
And I bookmark it or send it to myself. But
and
if you
like
it, everybody else sees that you
like
it.
So you can't like it.
Yeah, you can't like it. You know, because then you look like a you're a pervert.
Yeah.
But yes,
Twitter,
I am.
Twitter,
but I don't
yeah.
want the world to know that.
Right.
Yeah, and that just seems like a very like that's a weird.
It's
like,
not so
feature
much that people
porn.
Know that you're watching porn. You don't know. You don't want people to know what you're into.
Yeah.
It's everybody's watching porn.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, I remember when Cotty first got pregnant, that's all I watched.
With porn?
Pregnancy porn, nigga.
Oh,
I was watching
what?
Pregnant
I watched that.
Chicks. I was.
It changes from
into
week to week,
it,
though.
Bro.
It changes from
I've
week to week.
I've never done that in my life.
I had a baby on the way. I was having pregnant sex. So I'm like, well, let me see what it, what I. If somebody walked in on me, let me see what they would see. I got into it.
I wow. got. I like everything. Like, this week, I'm kind of feeling like threesomes. Like
this
three,
week?
Three, yeah, because it changes.
Do you
like,
switch up on Sundays?
No, nah,
like,
it just kind of like it just
like,
it just comes to
clean the whiteboard.
Like, right before this, I was into like mature porn. I was finding
wait,
like,
wait, how mature? Like 80s?
No. Like it goes from like 60 to like 75. Like, but it's all amateur. I don't want anything professionally shot.
Yo,
I don't want
amateur is better.
Amateur is better.
It like, seems real.
Like, these are
bro.
Real people.
Right.
This could happen
panty,
to you.
And it, her bra and panty set
it doesn't
shows
imply,
me.
It doesn't imply like a crew in the room, which is always weird.
Yes.
You know? When you see the full bed and there's moving shots, it's like, there's at least three other niggas in this
yes.
room.
Yes.
a lot. Do you ever watch the bloopers?
No. What's a blooper?
Bloopers?
What can go
if
wrong?
If you go on Pornhub and look at bloopers, just type in bloopers. I laughed for a good hour.
Oh man!
Because you don't think about it, but porn has messages.
Yeah.
Like getting on the cameraman. And stuff.
Bro, what? There was one. It was this guy. He's like, "Where Cam is, right?"
Yeah.
He's going, All you see is the back of the cameraman.
Uh-huh.
He goes, cut. He turns around and it's in his eye.
Was that a joke? Was
my
that a joke?
God.
He goes, yep. cut. Dude shot across the room, and he's like, he has a camera still, and he's like, cut. Come on, somebody get this. I've seen somebody, they were smashing in a tub, and one dude fell.
Mm. I would shoot
I've
myself in the face.
Girls,
if that to
like,
me.
Pass out. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the
pass
funniest.
Out.
Yeah, passed out.
Like, from getting smashed? Or?
It was too much. I seen one where this dude farted in this girl's face.
Oh. On accident?
No, it was on purpose. She wow. was about to, you know, toss his salad, and he farted. And it was her response that made me laugh because he farts in her mouth. And then she goes, you fucking asshole.
Shout out to Kiyomi. She says she switches hers every week too. Shout out to Kiyomi. She gets it. Because every week you might be feeling something different, man. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have a pro. It's just whatever.
Whatever I'm feeling at that time, bro.
No, I don't have a set.
It does switch. Like, I was like I said, I'm threesomes right now. Was in Mature a couple weeks ago.
I don't like the name Mature because it implies that everything else is immature. And it's like if
no mature, it just implies
it's older.
Older.
Ladies, yeah,
Yeah, but like, I don't like how there's they advertise some as like barely legal.
I don't like that. I don't like that shit at all.
That don't why barely? Why I'm even not, say
I'm
anything?
Not I'm not into that shit at
barely.
All.
Barely. It's like, fam, what is going on? Well, I made the mistake of this was a long time ago, and I've never ventured since. But if you don't know what you want, or if you're not browsing, and you click categories
on Netflix,
no, Pornhub.
Okay.
No, I'm still in the dirty.
I thought we was going back. Okay, no, go I'm still ahead, in go the ahead, dirty.
If you go to categories, yeah. It's fucked up because you see what everyone's into.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to search which what you like,
mm-hmm.
and then watch that. There's stuff that's so weird that's sounding. You have to click it. One is just pirate, and I'm like, I know what that means. That. No, I don't watch any of them, but the thumbnails are enough. Like some, I remember one said self facials, and I'm like.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
That's a dude coming on his face.
Yeah, I got it.
Listen,
I'm never painting my own face. You know what I'm saying? There's a category for just getting head under tables.
That's hilarious.
Like secretly?
it's just a thing. It's like getting head under tables.
You know what? Actually, it's funny because like there's those really, really bad sketch scenes
mm-hmm.
where it'll be like, my wife's best friend, and it'd be like they're all at dinner, and she's just like, one second, I dropped a fork,
right?
And then she's just blowing him under the table.
Funny,
it's hilarious because he's like doing it, and then
they're acting like they don't know what's going on.
But the worst acting is the person who's not in the scene because they're just like, oh wait, let me check this cabinet. Oh, and they're like, they don't know what to do with themselves, but they're just in the room, and they're like, oh, I don't know, baby, just check higher up. And they're like, oh, I don't know. Have you seen Lauren? It's just like,
it's I seen Pat worst. One. It was supposed to be like a butch lesbian having sex with a dude.
Oh, that was horrifying.
And it was one position where they were missionary.
That was so crazy.
But the chick, like, took his and put it that way and then lifted his legs up. So she was on top.
Smashing him with his penis. It sounds impossible.
And
like imagine his legs were up like this and she was like bow, bow, bow.
That's
bow.
Weird.
So it probably was but like was, it probably
yeah,
was like
weird.
That.
I got it now.
Right? But
I don't like the angle of that. I feel
but
like the wrong
they're talking doing it. They're talking doing it and she's like, you like that? He was like, it's different. This laser.
You are getting smashed, little mama.
Yo,
you got to readjust your frontal after that.
She asked him a couple times, and he kept like, "Yeah, it's different. It's something."
You are getting smacked. I don't know. I don't know. She might as well pull his hair. Smack him around a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, somebody said that's a great position. Hold on. My legs don't even do all that, bro.
First of all, okay.
I'm thick
things
as hell.
Happen sometimes, all right? And, you know.
You've been smashed like that?
No, never. But.
It sounds like you're trying to clean it up right now.
Well, because you said your legs should never be. It's things sometimes you don't. Like, let's say hypothetically, you know, you're a young 19-year-old black male playing college ball, you know, and this girl's giving you head, and then she just pushes your legs back, and you didn't know it was coming, and then you accidentally.
Oh, you get the booty ate?
Get your booty ate, right?
And you didn't know.
You didn't know that was happening, and then it was already happening, and then you was like, but this kind of feel dope. And then you just let it ride. But
let me tell you something.
You weren't prepared for that.
She needs to jump off a cliff. I don't think that any athlete while playing ever watches their asshole completely.
What do you. That washes?
Washes. Your asshole
takes
is
a lot of
never.
She tastes a little 40-yard line.
Yeah, absolutely. It's no way possible your asshole is completely removed of all sweat and
tastes
shit.
Like, tastes like scrimmage.
tastes like two-a-days. Tastes like.
Two-a-days?
Tastes like on the line.
Some burpees? It's like, oh, you had practice at 5 p.m., huh? That's what they know exactly when you stop practice.
Again, I'm not saying that was me.
Tastes
I'm just
like
saying,
gym. No, yeah,
I
was you.
I heard some things.
Yeah. I heard that was you. I don't think guys should be so.
I heard some things.
So upset or so quiet about talking about getting the butt ate. I've been surprised
a
few times.
I got after it happened. It was me, guys. You know that. But after it happened,
it'd be weirder if it wasn't. You
right.
just knew intimate details.
He just
about
was there.
Your homies.
What he was in the dorm room. He was in his dorm. He was just watching it happen. He was like, "Damn, that's crazy."
I'm gonna talk about
after
this later.
After it happened, I was like, you know, I'm 19,
mm-hmm.
and that ain't never nothing like that. And I was like, this is weird. I go to, you know, and when you go to a junior college, not everybody is of college age.
Right.
Like mm-hmm. some people, shit happened before and then they come back to school. Right, so we had teammates that were like 25, 26.
Oh, mm-hmm. shit.
You know, we had some people that are older. So I'm like, hey, guys, you know, yes, last night, this girl telling the story. One dude goes, oh, hey, ain't it the best? He was like, and he went into full details about all
that. That sounded
things.
Like the uncle of the group. Oh, bruh. Ain't it the best?
He was like, sometimes I'll get on a chair. And I was like, wait a minute.
Props. he do the Captain Morgan.
He
puts his leg up
like,
on a barrel.
Like, and then everybody heard us laughing, so more people joined in. So the baseball team comes over.
Oh,
you know,
hilarious.
All white boys.
Yeah.
And they start sharing their stories. After everybody else got done, I felt like I was like
the noob?
They were going in.
Oh,
I was like, yo.
So that's
what?
An athletic thing? Like
I don't know.
They're already stretched and limber, I guess.
I think part of it is like I'll throw entertainment and athletics in the same group, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think when you do stuff like that, you just happen to meet the freakiest people. You
know
what I mean? Like, these girls are looking at you like, wow. And then you just get the nastiest people, like, mm-hmm. ever. And then I think that's just what comes with the territory.
And I feel like they feel like it dominates. They're just like,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I think they feel like they have to do it, too, because everybody assumes if you're an athlete or an entertainer, you're just winning.
Yeah.
In the
so why
women's
is that assumed
department.
The butt.
So they're like, I gotta go above and beyond because everybody he's had has been above and beyond.
I got it. That's a hilarious realization. It's like, you know what? If I'm gonna be in this game,
I gotta go all out.
I gotta eat some ass.
Gotta take it to the max.
And they start socking themselves in the chin. Let's go, Carol. Let's go, Carol.
They take off their caraways. And Edgar.
Start doing the Ving Rhames. Come on. Come on, come on.
Oh, my God, bro. I played tennis in college. I'm going to tell you what. I don't miss those days. And I don't even know how
tennis,
because we used to do two-a-days, too. I don't even know how we did. Our two-a-days was so early. No. Our two-a-days was so early.
That means you wasn't good, man.
Listen.
Nobody was lifting your golf shoes your shorts up.
No,
nobody
man.
Was trying to serve you. Yeah,
giving you the old overhand serve.
No,
44 deuce advantage receiver. Nothing.
Listen.
Game set match.
I'm just glad I made it through. Got my letterman. But I think back on those days, on those tour days, and I was like, I don't really know how running. Like when you got to run through something like that, like with no music, like just sheer running because your coach told you to. I don't know how I got through it. Now I'm so thankful that I have my Raycons and I'm able to like listen to my favorite playlist to get me pumped up to do it. Because sometimes you just need that upbeat,
mm-hmm.
like vibe, just to keep it going. Like, because you can get it going, but like keeping it going is something completely different. So whether it's like through a workout or whether it's through meditation, like sometimes you got to just disconnect from the day. And just meditate and get away from the people around your job or at your house or whatever. So I'm very thankful that I got my Raycons and I'm able to do that because they help me get my day started and keep it going. And they're the best way to listen to it. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort. And unlike some brands, they don't stick out of your ears. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life. So you can listen to whatever you want, however long you want, and this just goes all day long. Like the worst thing you could do is play it on your favorite song, and then your listening device goes out. You know, like that's what you don't want to happen. So shout out to Raycon for having a 32-hour battery life, and they start at the price of other half the price of other audio brands, and they sound just as good. So my thing is like, if you can get the same quality at half the price. Why would you not? Why would you this a chance, all right? And if you add on that 45-day happiness guarantee, you really can't lose, okay? You give them a try, and you see exactly what I mean. But listen, people, trust me when I tell you, you cannot go wrong with a great pair of Raycons, man. So make sure you check out the Everyday Earbuds. And right now, I got something special for you guys.
What is it?
You can get 15% off, okay?
What?
15% off. You create your own soundtrack with Raycon right now. DIY listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/DIYS. That's buyraycon.com/DIYS and save 15% on Raycons. One more time, that's buyraycon.com/DIYS.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Raycon.
Anything that Ray J sells, I'm going to listen. Yeah, I'm gonna check.
He's been in the business for a while.
He's pretty good for a while.
So he knows what's going on. All right.
But back to the salad.
I was trying to get away from it and leave enough space. Yes, absolutely. I was trying to get away from it and then leave enough space so where it didn't just go into the ad and they like, yeah, toss.
Eating Butt.
I was like, Pat's not getting it.
This episode is brought to you by Eating Butt.
And then Keon started 2 days for the love.
That's the sponsor. The sponsor is eatingbutt.org. That's hilarious. That's such a big thing in the athletics.
I don't know. It's crazy
that some women are like, looking at a nigga dunk or catch a football, and they're like, I want to eat his butt.
Bro, like.
They was looking at those pictures of those bike riders for the Olympics, the one that you did the video
on. With the dumpies?
Bro, them dudes are sitting out there with them thangs.
You know what's crazy?
A lot of yamage on
the
yard.
Me just saying that right now was the first time I realized it.
Like, what do you mean?
Because I never understood like why the women that I encountered in my life were all disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Because it was the athlete.
And I was like, what have I done all my life? I've done athletics and entertainment. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I was special for a second. And then I realized, no.
It's a fun moment.
It's things that I do.
It's a fun moment, like, realizing, like, oh, you're disgusting.
You're disgusting.
But then it's also like, your second thought is like, how'd
you're
you learn
disgusting.
This?
And I've had that. There was one girl who was so nasty. I remember texting my boy. I was like, there's nothing on earth that would make me stop having sex with her. And then the next day, I was like, she's disgusting.
You said, the first thought is, you're disgusting. And the second one is, you're disgusting.
Like, why are you doing this? Why are you so comfortable with this? This ain't your first time.
How'd you learn this? What was
the
training?
Not the first time. Who said, let's try this?
Because you have to try and fail. Because, like, every boxing movie, they get beat up for the first 30 minutes. Because they got to learn how to do it by trial and error.
Then when you become the one who learns all this stuff and you're introducing it, you're so self-conscious. You're like, hey,
wait.
You ever tried?
I'm gonna go in the closet real quick. I'm gonna grab some things.
Like if they bring out
let me know
items.
What you think.
I was big into restraints and stuff when I was in college. Like I had one that went under the mattress.
Niggas tying you up?
Why they call it being
niggas? They called it the rotisserie. And they were like this.
I call it the pig roast.
Yeah, do this for about 2 more hours.
They were taking his own sweat and remarinating on it.
No sex,
that's how
no
you get
sex.
The flavor.
Just spin me.
That's how you get the flavor.
Until I'm a golden
brown. Let me
tell
you something. Pat told me in confidence he likes getting his hair snatched by women. Man, like women be fucking that? Pat. They be like, shut up, bitch, and break his hair.
They do this thing.
They get 2 full rotations around their wrists and they shut up, bitch.
Dirty,
shut up,
dreaded
Pat.
Whore.
And he takes that deep breath when they do it too. Like they yank it and he's like,
exposes his Adam's apple. Like, yeah.
You like it? Yes.
Whenever a woman gives me like a smorgasbord of freaky stuff, I always pick the safe stuff, but I'm also looking at the unsafe stuff like, there's some other shit that you didn't show me. I could tell they probably put the list down.
Well, because you got to break them in first.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like some of the stuff that some of these girls are into, like, how do you even bring up? Or how do you bring this up? Like, I met a girl who used to have, like, people locked up in her house.
I'm sorry?
Like the slave thing?
Yeah.
Dudes would come over and get in a cage?
Bro, when I first started working for Trump in 2007, my homegirl moved from St. Louis and she was staying in Jersey. She was staying in Trenton at the time. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anybody in New York, so she said I could stay with her and just catch the train into the city. So that's what I did. I get to her crib.
Where was she? New York?
Huh? She was in Jersey, but I was going to New York. I get to a crib and she got these big ass kennels in there. I didn't ask no question, but I ain't seen
kennels,
no dogs. Yeah,
like a
dog kennel,
okay.
Right? So Stayed there the first night. I stayed there the first night.
No barking.
Went to training that day. Came back to a place. It's a new in the kennel and just his draws. And I'm talking about tidy whities, not boxers. Tidy whities just in
that
there.
That part isn't as important.
Nah, bro. Because, like, here's the thing. You think about the type of guys that would wear tidy whities. It's like 40 and up. Like, he's an older guy, right?
Oh,
so he's in the kennel, like just hunched over. And she's sitting on the couch watching TV. Like, this
like
human
he's not there.
Isn't there. And I was like, she was like, don't talk to him. He's in trouble. I said,
you're in trouble because you didn't tell me you had slavery here.
And that's when you called Olivia Benson. And they came in.
No.
No, you still had sex with
her. No, she told me about it. She told me the whole thing. And I was like, okay, cool. So do you deem me to leave? She was like, no. But when he walks out, don't talk to him.
Was this someone you were involved with?
No.
It's just
the homie.
You know what I love about to hear? There's never any judgment.
From
any
his point?
Story or no, he could see the wildest.
And he's
thing.
Just like, all right, what are we watching?
He's like, you know, if that's what you do,
listen,
long as it's not like you know, the levels of terrible that nobody would excuse, but like
right.
if it's wrecked to here, be like,
well, I ain't trying to ask no questions. She might put my ass in there too. You said there was kennels with an S,
and I don't know what needles and drugs she got.
Yeah, I don't know if he did that willingly.
No, but she was a dominatrix, and like they paid for that type
absolutely.
Of treatment. So
I love talking to dominatrix. This is just good stories. Always good stories. Like you, a nigga, came in on his lunch break to be walked like a dog and demeaned like. Think about like all your coworkers when you guys were in like regular jobs that just were like, all right, y'all, it's lunch. I'll be back. came back with
a good spirit. Like
freshly demeaned.
The black dude. I just
freshly
got called a nigger by a white woman 37 times. She beat me. It was
Why
great.
Why is he always hungry after lunch? I don't use that time to eat.
Look, like, that's the thing. When you think about it, however many people you know, there's somebody, and I guess I'm talking more in your regular life, because in our life, everybody's so goddamn candid, whether it's on stage or not, like, we don't give a fuck.
Right? Yeah.
But the average person that you worked at, you know, at your regular job,
somebody
in your job, or a couple people in your job, are wild as
hell.
Hell
yeah.
You have no idea.
Oh, that's why it's always, like, whenever there's a function, like a work function, Christmas party, that's when you really meet people.
Oh, yeah.
Because when there's, like, oh, my God, I found out that, like, the corporate world is the freakiest group of people. Like,
eyes wide shut.
Man, like, we would go to, like, out-of-town things for, like, festivals and stuff, and, like, the corporate, like, marketing teams and all the stuff that we were emailing stuff with, they're just like, yeah, we're going to have, like, a little after party. And, like, those people were getting, like, crazy.
Right.
And I'm like, y'all just going to go to work tomorrow? Like,
I used to work at this place. I won't say the name, but they sold suits, right?
Okay.
And the CEO of that place sat next to me at the dinner party. And when I tell you, he was so high... and so drunk, and he had this little. And the more he got to talking, I was like, God damn, dude!
Like what? Like, he was like because he was messed
he
up
was
or because
wild.
He was
wild. Yeah, because he was. Oh, he was loaded.
Right.
He was so high. Like watching him eat actually was disturbing.
What was
he was
talking
that high.
About? Was he talking about like wild shit?
Just he was just all like whatever you can imagine.
Everything's on the table.
He was the boss, and
so you can't
forgot
say shit to him
that we were at. Yeah, and he forgot. I don't know how I even ended up at that table, mm-hmm. but he like. He was the boss and just didn't give a shit. And he was just going. And I was like, huh.
Wow.
That's interesting.
I mean, can't fire him.
And then the little date he was with was just like, man.
I deal with this.
This is what we do.
This
and I was
is
like,
him.
All right.
All right, cool. So we got to get ready to wrap it up because somebody, I think, else got to get in here. And then we also got Cam. So we got anything we can close with? Anything on a high note? Anything positive?
Yeah. Let's go with some positivity. We talked about dirty white mm-hmm. celebrities. Not dirty in a negative sense, but like actual dirty. That was the only thing we did talk about. It's pretty funny.
Every time we have a guest, we never stay on track.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, I'm sorry. Did I miss
no,
it?
No. We do it every time. This is us.
All right, let's talk about this. It's not negative, but I just want to know how you guys feel about this. So Dennis Schroeder is an athlete. He's trying to sign with the Lakers. He's being roasted on social media because... he turned down an $84 million deal with the Lakers. And I don't know if that was him or his sports agent, like saying, thinking he can get more mm-hmm. Because he wanted $120 million. And they said, nah. And now he's jobless.
This is what happened. Schroeder balled
mm-hmm.
in the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
And he thought, because of what I just did,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to get this money now.
Right.
And teams are like, nigga, no.
Why? If he balled.
Because... he hasn't done that consistently. He's had moments. Like, even when he was with Atlanta, like, he's had moments. Like, this dude's nice. And OKC, he's nice, but it's, like, not 120 nice.
Damn.
And so, but he was banking. He bet on himself, and he's losing.
That sucks, because it's like, we teach each other to do that. You know what I mean? Like, bet on yourself, know your worth, and all that stuff. But when it don't work, it's rough.
And I understand why he did it, because he was killing.
Right.
Because other people were playing bad, and he was, like, he was killing.
And it's hard to tell somebody that's killing it, who believes in themselves, to be like, that's a lot, scale it back.
Yeah.
But like,
he probably,
man, because 84 don't look good next to 120, but it looked crazy next to zero.
Right.
So it's like, thinking about that, damn, that could have been 84.
So now he's probably going to take, he's probably going to take some 60.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When he could have had 84. On a team that's in championship contention. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, as many people that they have on that team right now, it should be.
And people
cakewalk.
Be talking about it like it's a super team. These
guys
are 36.
Old. They're old.
They're 37.
Yeah, they're
like,
old now.
And I'm like, you guys are. That's how I know people just hate the Lakers. And it's not so much the Lakers.
Right.
They hate. All sports hate comes from fans. It's not from teams.
Right.
They hate the fans of that team. But people are calling, when they signed Carmelo, they're like, the Lakers are a super team. Just 2 years ago, you guys were saying Melo shouldn't even be in the league.
Right.
And now it's a super team because they signed a 37-year-old that you said shouldn't be playing in the NBA anymore. Like, are you shitting me? They're not a super team.
That's crazy. That's actually a huge hole in, like, their logic, because it's like the same person that you said sucked is now the key factor of saying super team.
But that's because it's not – there is no logic. It's just I hate this team because I hate their fans because they're annoying, which is I get.
Yeah.
But that's why I don't hate any teams in sports anymore, because I realized I was only hating teams because of people.
Not the
and
players?
That's stupid.
It's not hating the players?
No. I think any athlete who gets to that level and does what they do and whatever,
great.
They're great. Even if the worst player, they're still great.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I don't hate any team because them niggas getting way more money than me.
You know what I mean? They
killin'. I need to figure out my next move. That's
some people are on teams riding the bench making crazy,
crazy
money.
Yeah. That's
and awesome.
That person riding the bench is better than anybody you know.
Exactly. Yeah, so you can't
better than right. anybody
you can't
you
even
know.
You can't even climb.
They'd be like, so-and-so sucks. Yeah, compared to Kobe and LeBron.
Right.
Yeah.
But
he goes
in
to
a
any 24-hour fitness,
yeah.
he's dogging all of you guys.
It's crazy.
And it's not even close. It's not even close.
Well, listen, man. I want to thank our special guest, Keon, for stopping through.
Thank you guys so much.
Can you
man.
Tell them where they can find you? Get all your information, all of that.
At Keon Poli. Mm-hmm. KeonPoli.com actually just has my links to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So KeonPoli.com, you get the links to my Patreon, all my social media, my merch, on KeonPoli.com. That's the easiest place to go to get to everything.
All right. Well, there it is. And
nice.
As always, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you on the next episode of Damn Internet. You scary.
Hey, shout out to KOS.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.